Shots reverberate throughout central Hanau near Frankfurt. A 43-year-old German gunman attacks a hookah bar and a neighboring cafe here, killing several people. Soon after, he is heading about 2.5 kilometers or 1.5 miles west and opens fire again, first on a car and then a sports bar, claiming more victims. Witnesses and surveillance videos of the suspect's getaway car led authorities quickly to his home near the scene of the second attack. He was found dead near the body of his 72-year-old mother. Officials say both the suspect and his mother had gunshot wounds, and the weapon was found on the suspect. Witnesses are in shock. We heard a helicopter. Later my wife and I looked out of the bedroom window, this man explains. We soon saw some 25 masked security forces here. Hookah lounges, where most shootings took place, are locations where people gather to smoke flavored tobacco from Middle Eastern water pipes. At least some of the victims appear to be Turkish. German Chancellor Angela Merkel suggested to reporters that the suspect had far-right motives.
Doch weist derzeit vieles darauf hin.
There is much to indicate that the perpetrator acted out of far-right extremist racist motives, she says. This happened out of hatred for people with other origins, other faith, or a different appearance. The German leader adds, this poison exists in our society and it is responsible for far too many crimes. Merkel cites the killings committed by a far-right gang known as the NSU. The fatal shooting last year of a regional politician from her party and the attack on a synagogue in Halle in October.
Bis zu den Morden von Halle.
German media report that police are examining a video the suspect may have posted online several days earlier. In it, he details a conspiracy theory about child abuse in the United States. The video shows a dark-haired speaker wearing a white button-down shirt under a suit jacket. He said he was delivering a personal message to all Americans and that your country is under control of invisible secret societies. In a slow and deliberate voice in accented English, he adds there are deep underground military bases in which they abuse, torture and kill little children. In a reaction, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said that the first information suggests that the attack had a racist motive. He said a Turkish consulate in Frankfurt and the embassy in Berlin were trying to obtain information about the attack, including the possibility that some of the victims were Turkish. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.